Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Inshallah, today we will be talking about rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam upon the Ummah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla be with us. He'll be learning an immense amount of knowledge, beautiful accounts from the lives of Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, what legacy have they left for us to follow. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible deed or any good work. Alhamdulillah, as I'll be presenting this program, you'll be watching, we are learning knowledge of Deen Islam, which itself is a great deed, good deed, Alhamdulillah. And first of all, you will learn, and then inshallah, make this intention, you will also act upon. Not only that, you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And remember, the number of intentions you add, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will have your reward multiplied. Respected viewers, as I said, today, inshallah, we'll be talking about huquq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, rights of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam upon the ummah, being in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What are those rights of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon us? This is what we are going to talk about. Alhamdulillah, we've got our brother Waseem Abbas with us today. Let's go towards him and find out about this very topic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Waseem Abbas bhai, welcome again, once again.
Jazakum. Marhaba.
And today, our topic is beautiful. And likewise, because this is a program, itself is beautiful, due to the nisbat and relation of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, the most beautiful personality ever walked on the face of earth, and anything, subhanallah, which is linked and has a relationship, that becomes beautiful. Waseem Abbas, as we are talking about today, huquq of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wassalam upon ummah. First of all, I would like to ask you, what are those huquq? What are those rights which ulama, they have mentioned in their books? And then inshallah, what we'll do, we'll go one by one and we'll talk on that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many huquq that ulama have mentioned in their books regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon this ummah. Some of them inshallah azzawajal, we'll be mentioning them today, and we'll also be shedding some light over them again with the intention so that we can reflect upon them, we can reflect upon our own state in relation to how much of an effort are we making to fulfill those rights. As anyone who's beloved to you, they of course have certain rights upon you. So the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the most beloved to a believer, what rights of him do we have upon us? So ulama that they've mentioned, inshallah, briefly I'll mention those rights, and then we'll inshallah delve into them with some further details. So first right that ulama have mentioned is believing in the Prophet.
Subhanallah.
Having belief in the Prophet. Then following his sunnahs, following the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, they've highlighted the element of obeying the Prophet as being another right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the ummah. Then love for the Prophet. The fourth right that they've mentioned, that an ummati, a follower, should have the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then reverence, respecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, having reverence for him in one's heart. Then the scholars have mentioned praising the Prophet, doing his tarif, praising him immensely. Then sending salutations upon him, sending blessings upon him, sending salat upon him, and then visiting the blessed grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also been included by ulama amongst the rites of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Then, of course, as we talk about these rites, each and every single one of them has specific prerequisites, which we also covered in the previous episode. That what exactly do they mean? And what are the prerequisites of those very rites and how can we fulfill them, which inshallah we'll look into them.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, beautiful start. Wasim Abbas bhai, as you've talked about some of the rites of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned by ulama. The very first is Iman bin Rasul. Right? First of all, we need to have that faith upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this rite is automatically fulfilled by the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because alhamdulillah we are believers, we believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we believe in the prophethood of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. So all the Muslims and believers and mu'mineen, they have fulfilled this right being Muslims and being believers. But I think there is some a little bit more to it. What Quran talks about the believing in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because that is one of the most first prerequisites of the believers, mu'mineen, as in iman also. So what would you say on
indeed
this?
And also we can also consider this to be the main not only prerequisites but also of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon the ummah, which is to believe in him. And now believing would actually that to believe in his prophethood, in his messengership, as well as affirming wholeheartedly to whatever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believing in this element is absolutely further and upon every ummati, every follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And without this belief, without having this faith, this iman, no one can become a mu'min, no one can become a believer. And this is something which you mentioned earlier has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran, mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is for the believers to follow. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, I present the translation to you of verse number 13 of Surah Fatiha, and whoever does not accept faith in Allah and his messenger, so we have indeed kept prepared a blazing fire for the disbelievers.
Allah.
So in this verse, it has been clearly decided, it sort of draws the lines. And in terms of that, those who do not believe in the prophethood and messengership of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remain disbelievers and dwellers of hell forever and ever, as they would be excluded from the folds of Islam. This is one of the most basic rights and prerequisites of a Muslim. So this very verse clearly defines that. And we also know that the basic kalima of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So in order to become a Muslim, it is necessary for every Muslim to believe in the prophethood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, along with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe in La ilaha illallah and do not believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah the way you're meant to believe in it, then no matter you spend all your life performing sujood, no matter you spend your entire life in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be of no use. That will have no worth, no value. So we come to know that our claim for believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only become valid when we duly fulfill the right of having faith and believing in Muhammadur Rasulullah, this part of the article of faith. And this also beautifully highlights the fact that from this we come to know that we must believe in the finality of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We must believe in the fact that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be no prophet after the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam who can come. So this is the foremost requirement and right of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for us to believe in this fact, that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the final prophet, there will be no other prophet after him, there is no other prophet after him, and all those who believe in this fact, they're excluded from the folds of Islam.
SubhanAllah, beautiful. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, as what we have established so far, that is the without believing Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our iman cannot become complete.
Indeed.
Very thing. Very important. And this is one of the most important and very first rites of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Being believers, we have to fulfill this rite also. And respected viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to mention a beautiful point here. What ulama they mention is that when we talk about believing Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and believing in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are many religions, right? And there are so many religions, and all religions, they believe in Allah in some way or some form, right? But to become a believer, to have a true faith in Islam, to become a true proper mu'min and believer, one has to believe in the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then must believe in the risala of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. These two things are very important, and they go together. No matter if somebody says that I believe in the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I believe in the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I believe in all attributes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but I do not believe in Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being the final messenger of Allah, then he can never become a mu'min, he can never become a believer. So this is very important. Very first right is the base. It is asas. It is the fundamental, prerequisites of iman. At the same time, this is one of the first rites of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we can further understand, Wasim bhai, into this point of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as this very first right. We will see this in qabr.
Allah.
As soon as we go in the qabr, there are certain questions. Examination will happen. You see, angels will come, and what questions are there? Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, then we will understand the true faith upon Allah and true faith upon Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and especially what it means to believe in Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because the very first question would be, Man Rabbuka? Who is your Lord? Like, that will be the very first question. But this will not be a decisive question. See, you cannot get away with it from this examination by answering this very first question. See, the examination does not end on this very first question. That even if you rightly answer that my Rabb is Allah, but yet there are
two more questions.
Right? Ma deenuka? What is your religion? Right? Deen al Islam. Even if you say that my religion is Islam, but there is one more mandatory important question still remaining, and without that, your examination will not be completed. And what is that question? Ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul? What you used to say about this best personality, about this personality, what you used to say in dunya, this will be the question asked, and that will be the mandatory, important and final question and decisive question, which will, inshallah, tell us, every person in the grave, that this is the decisive question, and without answering this question, one cannot get salvation. And that is one of the first rites of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how beautifully a poet has written, Sare farsho arsh hi tak nahi teri azmato ke charche, farsho arsh hi tak nahi teri azmato ke charche, tahe khak bhi lahad mein tera naam chal raha hai. Right? Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's status, his praise, his mentioning is not restricted to arsh and to the fresh on the ground, even inside the ground. Allahu Akbar, the name of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is there. And that is the very important question which will be asked. And that will be the decisive question which tells us believing in Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is one of the most important, fundamental, prerequisites of your faith and very first right of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi.
In other words, you can also say that it is this third question that will make your claim of the first two questions valid.
Definitely.
The one, the first question, when you say my Rabb is Allah, my Deen is Islam, yes, you have said this, but the third answer will actually serve as the validity of those answers of yours, of the first two answers.
Subhanallah. Beautiful. My dear respected viewers of Padani Channel, so very first right is Iman bir Rasul. We'll come back on to the other rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now it's a time to include one segment in our program, my dear Islamic brothers, and that segment is the chosen sunnah.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll talk about the sunnah, that is sunnah of miswak. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an has narrated that miswak has 10 qualities. Number one, it cleans the mouth, strengthens the gums, improves the eyesight, eliminates phlegm, eliminates bad breath. It is the observance of a sunnah. Angels become happy, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased. It increases good deeds and improves the functioning of the stomach. So these are beautiful qualities of following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and benefits inshallah Azza wa Jal one can attain. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We have mentioned few rights in the very first we have discussed. Waseem Abbas bhai, let's go towards the second one.
Ji, mashallah, the second one you just mentioned, a beautiful sunnah, and the second right is also following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As we need to understand that it is very important for every Muslim to follow the blessed seerah and the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we've also been emphasized to do so in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, they say you, O beloved, that O people, if you love Allah, you should obey me. Only then Allah will love you and forgive your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. So in this verse again, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed and being told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tell people that if you want forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want that, if you say that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to obey me. And this command has been given to us in the Holy Quran. Now, the command is given to us in the Holy Quran. The question arises that how do we follow him? How do we follow the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then the answer comes to us in the shape of the beautiful lives of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, of the noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. The noble companions alayhi wa ridwan, they were the shining stars of this ummah. They are those stars of guidance that were beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were also beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sacrificed everything of theirs upon following the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to ensure that they follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And from their seerah, from their lifestyles, we come to know the importance of sunnah and how shall we follow the Prophet and to what extent should we go to follow the Prophet. A beautiful example comes to us from the seerah of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, that many a times we see those people who even struggle to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during their lifetimes. Whereas it's very easy for us. For example, when you're eating food, how many times do we see people following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Whereas no one's forcing us not to follow the sunnah. It is just our nafs and shaitan that's stopping us from following the sunnah. It's quite easy if you think about it to follow the sunnah of eating whilst we are eating, but how many of us do that? But look at the excellence of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, that just hours before his passing away, he asked his beloved daughter, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that how many pieces of clothes were there in the shroud of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what day did he pass away on? Yeah. And the reason for asking these questions was that since I followed the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam throughout my life, in every step, whatever I saw him doing, I followed him. Now, whilst I'm departing this world, whilst I'm passing away, even in this action of mine, I want to follow the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was his passion, to follow the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, even at the time of his passing, something that was beyond his control. He even wanted to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during those moments as well. And we come to know the rank that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained. He's Abdulul Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya, best amongst the people after the prophets. He showed the coming generations up until the day of judgment that how do you follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find it difficult to follow the sunnah of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during our lifetimes. Even when we're sleeping in cozy blankets in, you know, peaceful environment, when we are eating delicious foods of our own choice, even at that time we find it difficult to follow the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the time when he's passing away, even at that time he's thinking of following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, ensuring that he passes away on the same day, or wishing to pass away on the same day, and also having the same number of clothing in his shrouds as there were in the shroud of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Mashallah, mashallah. One of the reasons of these programs what we present and we bring to the viewers of Padri Channel, I think very important intention and purpose behind we have is that we take some lesson from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from the seerah of Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, from their life, the way they lived, and the awliya ikram rahimahumullah. So from the rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are being mentioned right now, what lesson are we taking? This is an important message I would like to give across. Respective viewers of Padri Channel, you are watching this program. This program has got a purpose behind. Alhamdulillah, when we are mentioning these huquq-e Mustafa, so we should learn. We should learn that what is ittiba'i Rasul, what is following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would follow each and every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They would not care what was the logic behind that, what was the reason behind that. They would imitate Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That was their practice, and that they had learned from Quran. Because uswa of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the best role model for us to follow. And Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, sira, when we read, we learn that subhanallah, the way they followed Aka alayhi salatu wassalam, they followed each and every sunnah and every way of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's personality is the perfect role model. Mm-hmm. But see, people follow different personalities because of beauty. Maybe some people, they follow them because of, you can say, game, the way they play. They've got role models in this dunya. Some people, ma'adallah, they follow actors and all sorts of different characters. People, they've got their role models. But if you want to follow somebody because of beauty, so the most beautiful personality ever walked on the face of the earth is Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then follow him, read about him. Subhanallah. If you want to follow somebody because of knowledge and intellect, the most knowledgeable personality ever walked on the face of the earth is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Then follow Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you want to follow somebody because he is a great leader, then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's Zat Aqdas is the most greatest leader ever walked on the face of the earth, is the Zat of Aka alayhi salatu wasalam. Any attribute you mention, any quality you mention, which is the reason of someone's love, or someone they follow because of that reason to somebody, or they make them their role model because of that reason, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is a Zat Aqdas. The personality of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would come to the top of the list.
Indeed.
Because he has been created the best by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and all attributes, all the qualities given, they are to the peak. You see, so that is why we should follow the best of all creation, Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ulama, they mentioned that people love other people or they follow someone because of three attributes: ihsan, jamal, kamal.
Yeah.
Excellence, beauty, or the favor that he does upon someone. So these are main three elementary attributes because of which people follow someone or love someone. But again, as you mentioned, whether it is ihsan, jamal, kamal, whether it is beauty, whether it is favoring others, or whether it is possessing excellences, no one would see who's more graceful, more beautiful, more handsome than the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. No one ever has done more favors than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon others, and no one possesses more attributes, more excellences than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa
sallam. SubhanAllah, you have reminded me again the same what we were discussing earlier. When we will go to the grave, right, at that moment, there will be the last question, the decisive question, which will be asked, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. Now, I ask from those viewers of Madani Channel, those believers, those they are watching right now, have we prepared these questions? Have we prepared the question about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Have we prepared the question about our religion? Have we prepared the question about Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam? Now, maybe could be the answer, yes. Some of them, they say that we know these answers. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, I'm asking practically, do we know their answers or not? What are we doing to show practically, yes, we have done. We have learned about our deen Islam, which we'll be able to answer there tomorrow. What do we know about our deen? We don't even know what are the three fara'id of ghusl. We don't even know how to make proper wudu. We don't even know how to purify ourselves, let alone all other aspects and details of deen Islam. What do we know about our Rabb Azza wa Jal in detail? Right? Allahu Akbar. Dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, what do we know about Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? But let me tell you, those they follow, players, actors, and all sorts of role models of this world, right? How will they be able to answer? Because they used to copy them, they used to imitate them, they used to have the hairstyles like them, they used to dress up like them, they used to walk like them, they used to talk like them. But inshallah, in the night of the first night of the grave, when the angels will come and they will ask question, inshallah, an Ashiqi Rasool, devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, will say, yes, how can I not recognize this personality? Because all my life I spend in the love of this personality. How can I forget? Huwa Rasulullah, he is a singer of Allah. He is my master, alayhi salatu wasalam. How can I forget him? How can I not recognize him? I used to recite Naat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Ashiq Rasul will say, I used to grow hair to copy and imitate like this Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. I used to walk like him. I used to talk like him. I used to eat like him. I used to follow each and every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How can I not recognize this personality? This will be only done when we follow, when we do ittiba, when we do ata'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the reason Amir of Ahl Sunnah says, follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that there we will be able to answer, there we will be able to recognize Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in this dunya we would have followed him, we would have praised him, and we would have done the ata'at, and we would have fulfilled the rights of Mustafa. So,
indeed, Rizwan Bhai, and if we think about it, these successful individuals whom we are talking today, whom we proudly say that we are their followers, if you think about it, they followed a sunnah because it was a sunnah.
Allahu Akbar.
And unfortunately, we leave a sunnah because it's just a sunnah. This is what our mindset, our mentality is. So we need to change our mindset altogether. We need to come towards following the sunnahs of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and ensure that every action of our lives, every action of ours is performed in accordance with the sunnah. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, when we give this much importance to sunnah, we will see success for ourselves in this world and in the
hereafter. Beautiful point, mashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's include one segment in our program that is chosen facts. We'll come back and we'll inshaAllah continue from where we stopped. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we've got the very first question, that is, how many preconditions of salah are there? There are 6 preconditions of salah. And the second chosen fact, what we've got for you is, what are preconditions of salah? And number one is purity, taharat. Number two is sitri aurat, covering your body. And then istiqbali qibla, facing qibla. Waqt, timing. Niyyah, intention. And takbiri tahrima, the very first takbir we say in salah. And the third chosen fact, what we've got is, how many fara'id of salah are there? There are 7 fara'id of salah. Number one, takbiri tahrima, the very first takbir we say in salah. Number two, qiyam, standing position in salah. Number three, qira'at, recitation. Number four, ruku', Number 5, Sajda. And number 6, Qada Akhira. And number 7, Khuruj bi sun'ihi, meaning Salam. So these are a few fara'id and shara'id, what we have earlier mentioned. So we should know our knowledge about these important rulings also. Jee, Wasim Abbas, we were talking about the rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So what would you say?
MashaAllah.
The third one now.
Going further, the third right that ulama mentioned is obeying the Prophet, doing the taba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So obeying the order of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam under every circumstance is also one of the rights of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon this ummah. And a true believer, a true Muslim, can never even think about ignoring ma'azullah or not fulfilling the command, the order of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Again, we've been commanded in the Holy Quran to fulfill this right, to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, obey Allah and the Messenger, in Surah Nisa, verse number 59. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever has obeyed the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. And at another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he who obeys Allah and his Messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favor, i.e. the Prophets and the exceptionally truthful ones and the martyrs and the virtuous, and what an excellent companions they are. So, in the light of these verses, we come to know that A, we've been commanded to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran. B, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And C, we come to know that those who obey Allah Almighty and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, they are those upon whom Allah azza wa jal has bestowed favor. And he will be kept amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs, amongst the sulaha, the righteous ones, and amongst the prophets. So this is how great this right is and how important this right is at the same time. As we come to know of the reward of it, we know the reward is very high, very great reward, being with the prophets, being with the shuhada, being under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know these favors and these reward, but at the same time, we need to understand how important this right is for us to fulfill. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to obey the Prophet in his noble book, in the glorious Quran. And he's considering, he Almighty has also placed in his own obedience within the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So again, in the light of the, these verses, we come to know that we cannot validate our claim of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For a Muslim, above everything should be the obedience of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Above everything should be to fulfill the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Without doing this, our claim for loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is invalid. Without this, we cannot attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the ultimate goal of a believer, which should be the ultimate goal of a believer. So again, in a nutshell, we've been commanded in the Holy Quran to fulfill this very right, and we need to understand that how important this is, that if it contains, has a very high reward, but at the same time, it has been immensely emphasized in the Holy Quran to us, and its importance to fulfill this right, its importance is also very, very high.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. My dear respected viewers of Padani Channel, now it's the time to include one segment and we'll come back and continue the topic, rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's go towards a chosen message, which will be inshallah azawajal for you, English dubbed clip. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى
Greed exists in person's personality. So remember that one cannot completely get rid of greed. In fact, it is directed towards right direction. There is one form of greed which will take towards haram, sin and evil. And the other type leads towards righteousness and virtues. So one can't completely get rid of greed. Its direction can be changed. To redirect it, you have to see your environment. Whatever environment you will be in, it'll depend on that. If you keep good company, you will develop a good type of greed. As far as earnings are concerned, when a person gets a job, first of all, he earns to meet his needs. Then greed doesn't come as a main factor. But first of all, he earns to meet his needs. After that, he earns for comfort and finally for luxuries. And at some stage, he earns to satisfy his greed and greedy needs.
My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we were learning about greed and a beautiful message by Haji Imran Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. Today we are talking about rights of Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam. We have covered few where it was Iman bir Rasul. We have covered Ittiba'i Rasul, Ata'ati Rasul. And Wasim Abbas Bey, the next one which is mentioned by ulama is love of Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Muhammad ki muhabbat deen-e haq ki shart awwal hai. So that is the very, very, very first fundamental.
Indeed. And as you've mentioned this very right, it automatically brings a smile on the face.
No doubt.
Loving the Prophet. And again, this is a right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every ummati, every follower of his should have that love towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam way. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dearer to the ummati, to his follower, more than anything in the world. More than anything in this world, whether it is his children, whether it is his parents, whether it is his belongings, whether it is his wealth, treasures of this world, whatever you name it. More than anything, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be more dearer and more beloved to him. If this is not the case, then his iman, his faith is not complete. He is not a complete believer. And again, we have been commanded in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this attribute. We see throughout our episode today, as we're mentioning the rights of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we also come to know that those rights have been mentioned in the glorious Quran. Ulama have derived these rights from the glorious Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to fulfill these rights. Now, when we talk about loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how are we meant to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Let's open the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us on this very aspect. So it is stated in Surah Tawbah, verse number 24, that say you, O beloved, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your family and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear a loss and the houses of your liking, all these things are dearer to you than Allah Almighty and His Messenger and fighting in His path, then wait until Allah sends His command. Meaning sends His punishment, and Allah does not guide the transgressors.
Allah.
So this is the command given to the believers in the Holy Quran, guiding us that how are we meant to love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Everything that you love, your children, your family, your parents, your business, your trade, everything of this world, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has to be more beloved to every single believer. Now, again, over here, beautiful point that ulama keep mentioning this again and again. Why? Because this is very important. Our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, validity of that claim will not be fulfilled until we love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam along with other rights that we've been talking about. Unless we don't love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than anything else, until then, this claim of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be valid. And now, again, we come to know from the command of Quran that we need to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than anything. Now we need some kind of practical examples to understand that how this would be done. Again, may our lives be sacrificed on the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, that they showed us practically that how to fulfill this very right. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you can become a mu'min, a believer, unless I become dearer to him than his father, offspring and all the people. Again, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu is being taught by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that how would you become a complete believer? That unless you don't love me more than anything else, you will not become a complete believer. And a beautiful display of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam more than anything was seen in the Battle of Uhud. What happened over there was that we know that Shaitan al-Rajim, he had spread these rumors that Ma'adallah, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And this news had spread all across, even in Madinatul Munawwara. And everyone there was severely grief-stricken upon receiving this news. Now you can imagine the love that Sahaba had for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So when they received this news, you can imagine what grief they would have gone through. So out of this grief, a woman from the tribe of Bani Dinar, she came out of her house and headed towards the battlefield. And on the way, she received the news of the martyrdom of her father, brother, and husband. Just imagine, father, brother, and husband, mainly all those people who would be her support. So she received the news of their martyrdom, but she didn't care about them at all. She continued to ask people that tell me how the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is. What is she asking? That tell me how the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is. When she was informed that by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fine, safe and sound. Even by hearing this, she still didn't feel any satisfaction. She still didn't receive any relief. She said that let me behold the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Let me assure this with my own eyes. So people, they took her near the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her own eyes. And as soon as she saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, she spontaneously said that when you are safe, any trouble of this world is nothing. Ya Rasulullah, you are safe, any trouble of this world doesn't mean anything to me. So this was that display of loving the Prophet that we find from the seerah of Sahaba Akram alayhim wa ridwan, that for them, the families, anything which naturally hold them dearer to us, for them, nothing meant anything in front of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The only thing that mattered to them was the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and anything else, whether it was their children, whether it was their husband, whether it was their family, money, whatever, it would come after the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The priority for them was the safety, the pleasure, the obedience, the following of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Wasim, it must be the most important thing one loves is maybe children, right? Parents, indeed. He's got love for them. And then his own life. These are the few relations, right? Family, wife, children.
Which are more beloved to a person.
To a person. So, Sahaba Ikram Anim Ridwan, as you mentioned in accounts of that lady, subhanAllah, they showed through their complete practical examples, they are found in the books of hadith that, subhanAllah, the way they sacrificed each and everything. Right? Today we have got slogans. We also say that we love Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam and we can sacrifice each and everything. But to be honest with you, Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they practically showed
indeed
the examples. They sacrificed their children. They sacrificed their own lives for Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And how beautifully Alaa rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, Husna Yusuf pe kati misr mein angusht zina sar katate hain tere naam pe mardan arab. Even they had given their lives for Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an Allahu Akbar once, because they were very
sincere
people. What was in their heart, that was out on their tongues also. So subhanallah, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I love you more than anything in the world but my life. Right at that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, your iman has yet not completed. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my life. And then it was said, subhanAllah, your iman has been completed. So the respective viewers of Madani Channel, these personalities showed that we love the most the personality, Subhanallah, that is the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So how beautifully Allah says, unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam. Lillahil hamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. This is in a very nutshell, whatever we have been discussing, this is the crux of this whole information. Allahu Akbar. We have to believe in the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. We have to recognize Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's true status and maqam. And then we have to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are able to do that, then according to Quran, if we follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we do the ittiba of Rasul, if we do the ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, we will become beloveds of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So respective views of Madani Channel, unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahi alhamd mein dunya se musalman gaya. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, if we are able to do this, we will have salvation in this world and the hereafter. We'll take our faith intact with us when we depart from this mortal world. Wasim Abbas bhai, we have talked about this very right, which is mentioned amongst the rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we go further, what you've got next?
MashaAllah, ulama, they further mention amongst the rights of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the reverence for the Prophet, the respect element of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also one of the most important and great rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over this ummah. And it is fard upon every ummati, every follower of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to honor him, to respect him, and again, to respect and honor him the way we are meant to, not through our own verbal claims or not through our own understanding, not describing honoring him through our own understanding, but first of all understanding what honoring him means through glorious Quran, and then through the character of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and then honoring the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam accordingly. And at the same time, one needs to ensure that he does not become a means of disrespecting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way or form. And alongside this, when we talk about honoring the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam, it also encompasses respecting and honoring every such thing that has a linkage with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You love everything that is associated to your beloved. So when we talk about the beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam and everything that was associated with him, we are also in need of respecting those very things as well. And this is what we learn from the seerah of the blessed Sahaba alaihi ridwan as well, that any clothing that Holy Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam wore, or anything that he touched that was held very dear and beloved and honored by the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, we find this from their seerah. And again, we find in the glorious Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to revere, to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says that we've indeed sent you, O beloved, as present and seeing, hazir and nazir, and giver of glad tidings and a warner, in order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and his messenger and honor and revere the messenger, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you should glorify Allah morning and evening. So this is how we've been commanded in the Holy Quran again to fulfill this right to honor and respect the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Sahaba alayhi ridwan have shown us through their seerah, through their lives, that how shall we devotionally and ardently respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and everything that is associated with him.
Wasim Abbas bhai, could you please read these two wazaif? First, we'll go to the, inshallah, our chosen wazaif, that is the segment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen
one. The first one is protection from the infliction of paralysis and palsy. By virtue of invoking Ya Allahu 100 times at the time of going to bed, one will remain secured from the evil of Satan and from the infliction of paralysis and palsy, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So that is reciting, invoking Ya Allahu 100 times at the time of going bed. And second chosen wazifa that we have for the viewers of Madani Channel is protection from fatigue. So whoever invokes Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu repeatedly during journey will not suffer fatigue. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So every now and then, dear viewers of Madani channel, we do travel. So make a habit of reciting Ya Quddusu. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will not feel fatigue.
Jazakallah khairan. Thank you so much. Many respect viewers of Madani channel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back again with the same beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, The Chosen One. Keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.